I get to sit in a chair. And I really know why now. I was at the feast, and walking didn't bother me, driving didn't bother me, but I went to that Titanic and spent an hour and a half looking through it. And you stand, and then you walk a little, and then when I left there, my hips felt like they would clear into all the way down. But walking doesn't bother me. I had a very big compliment at the feast. Somebody come up and asked me, in fact, it was Ed Hauser. He said, "Do you know how I know when you come into the church?" And I said, "No." And he says, "You walk like John Wayne." Now, to show you the improvement, my wife said, "I walk like Walter Brennan before I had the hip replaced." So I thought, well, going from Walter Brennan to John Wayne, that's about as big as you can do. I drove all the way to the feast and didn't have any problems. But everybody wanted to help me so much. I don't know if the person told me when I was getting ready to sit down here, they said speak slow or they said shut up. I don't remember which one they told me. But I'll try and speak slow, and that way we'll get done before 5 o'clock. I gave part of this sermon before we left, but I'm going to review that. But turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. I didn't know where it was at. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, if you analyze that, it says all Scripture, not just the New Testament, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so, therefore, God says the Bible is inspired. God says the Bible is inspired, and therefore it has to be literal. Now, can we prove this, or do we just believe the Bible is right on blind faith? Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, but it's a gift of God. It cannot be blind faith. We have to have faith in God, and we have to have faith in the Bible, but at the same time, we have to have the faith of God. And this sermon is about how to increase your faith in God. And we'll see how that comes about. Now, let's look at a few verses and see how God says we can prove this Bible is inspired by God. And when you can prove it, then this increases your faith. It increases my faith. Turn to Isaiah 41. As I say, I covered the first part of this, but I'm going to go over it quickly. Before we left, because there wasn't this many people here. How many was here or not here before? Yeah, there's one of them that's not here. Okay. Now, in verse 41, these verses are challenging people who believe in false gods, and he's challenging them how to prove that their God exists, not just have blind faith. Look in verse 21. "Produce your cause, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob." So here he says, bring forth your proofs that your gods are really gods. And this also helps us to know that we're in the right church. When you can prove this Bible is inspired and you can prove it is the truth, then that we have to live by it and keeping the feast and keeping the holy days. It ensures us that we are doing it in the right way. Now, he says, bring forth your proofs. Now, God tells them how to prove their gods are real gods. And how, look in verse 22. He says, "Bring in your idols, show us what they have foretold to happen, and let us see if it came to pass. Then we'll know that your gods are real." So the real God, God says, show me how you're real. Foretell me what you told is going to happen, and that you brought it to pass. And now, if this Bible can do that, then we know this Bible is inspired, and we want to live by every word of God. Then in verse 23, it says, "Shows the things that have come to that come hereafter, that we may know. In other words, tell us what's going to happen in the future, that we may know what's going to happen. When it happens, we know that God inspired the Bible. And you can put this to other religions too. You want to just, not just ours, you want to know if some other religion is following the Bible properly, ask them to tell you something that has been foretold and where it brings it to pass. And did their church know that? Now, in verse 24, it says, indeed, you are nothing. So God already made the decision. He says, you can't do it. So it says, indeed, you are nothing, and your work is nothing. And he who chooses you, or he who follows these false idols, is an abomination. And, of course, there again, it's, we have to look and see what these can happen. God is telling them that their gods and their idols can't do it. They can't foretell the future. Now, God is telling them and us that he has written down in this Bible what was going to happen, and you can look at history and you can prove it come to pass. That's a real God. Now, turn to Isaiah 46. 46 and 9 and 10. 9 through 11. It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are going to be done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God says in this Bible he stole the end from the beginning. And if you know, as our church has foretold, when I got to thinking about this, our church has foretold what's going to happen in the Middle East, what's going to happen in Europe, what's going to happen to the United States, what is happening to the United States. And it was revealed from this Bible. So we can prove this Bible is right, and we want to live by every word of God. Now, God says he has foretold future events, and if you watch, you can see them come to pass. Turn to Luke 21. And verse 36. Watch you, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of God. So the Bible tells us to watch and pray for these things. Well, what were these things? They ask him, what's your signs of your coming? So he's telling them the signs of their coming. And he said, now you watch for these signs. Now this is just an overall view. The rest of the Bible fills it in. Then he told them to watch. The Koch told us we didn't have to watch. He said, we just want to preach about Jesus. And when I looked this up, who told us to watch? Jesus. He said, what's it? The disciples went to him and said, what's the signs of your coming? Matthew 24 and Luke 21. He gives all the signs, and then Jesus says to watch. So we should know what's going to happen. God reveals it to the people that his servant that he wanted to reveal it to. Now, before the feast, I covered what our church had foretold about Germany and that it has come to pass, and we can watch and see what's going to happen. I'm going to review that quickly, then I'm going to cover some other things that is happening right now that has been foretold a long time ago. And this will help us prove this Bible is inspired. Here's an article that says, foretold 22 years ago, written in 1956. So this is what Mr. Armstrong told in July 34th, The Plain Truth, from an article that says what is going to happen. And he says, two great military powers are arise in the last days. One is the revival of the Roman Empire by a federation of 10 nations, and the other is Russia. When I was 4 years old, Mr. Armstrong knew there's going to be a 10-nation European empire rise. He got that information from Daniel 2 with the 10 toes. Also in Revelations, I think it's 17, it talks about the 10 nations going together. In July of 34, he wrote, the United States of Europe are a federation of 10 European nations within the bounds of the whole Roman Empire. In 1939, he said, the plain truth said, he wrote that a military accord officially lining up with Spain, Italy, and Germany is coming together and starting to form this 10-nation empire. Did you know that? Some of you weren't even that old, but I didn't know it. Now look in 1950. He said, before Russia is ready, they will be stunned to see Germany emerge in a sudden power never equaled before by a union of 10 nations in Europe, probably including some of the present puppets of Russia. So let's back up for some of you young people. There was a war in 1946 ended. Germany was laying in ashes. And I sat in this church in Indianapolis and heard Mr. Armstrong say, and it was probably in about the 70s, and it was a tape made in 1946 or 47, that Germany would rise out of ashes and rise up and be the leader of a 10-nation European empire. He knew what this Bible would say. Now, I would have lost a little confidence. If I was preaching that was going to happen and Germany ends up laying in ashes, I think I'd have backed away. But he didn't back away. Now, in April of 1952, the plain suit said, Russia may give East Germany back to the Germans and he will be forced to relinquish her control over Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and parts of Australia. Now, that was in 1952. He said the wall will come down. When did it come down? I understand it was in 1989. And Reagan said, that wall is going to come down. But Reagan isn't the one that brought it down. Mr. Armstrong said that East Germany would be given back to West Germany sometime in the future, and that was in 1952. Now, there's another thing. The broadcast was in about 1970. That Germany be the rise of a 10-nation European empire. Part of that has happened now. We've seen it foretold. He said, if you want to know this Bible's right, you want to know how to prove the real God, look and see what was foretold and see if it happened. Mr. Armstrong foretold it in 34. He foretold it in 39. He foretold it in 50. And he foretold it in 52. And we'll see places later on that he continued to foretell it. Now, is this happening? How much of you are watching what's happening to Germany? Here's an article, December the 3rd, 2011, in my newspaper at home. Germany is calling the shots over the debt crisis. And here is a Polish foreign minister whose nation lost millions of people to the Nazi invasion and occupation, shocked many this week when he made dramatic appeal for greater German influence. He says, you know full well that nobody else can do it. Nobody else but Germany, this Polish foreign minister said, can unite Germany. He was told a large German audience, I will probably be the first Polish foreign minister in history to do so. But here it is. I fear German power less than I began to fear Germans' inactivity. Now, this is a foreign minister that Germany went through, killed millions of people, and now he says, let's let Germany lead this united Europe that we're going to have. So, because he fears Germany's non-activity more than he fears Germany's power. Now, remember, the Bible said, if you want to prove this is true, find out who said it was going to happen. Look and see if it did happen. And we're seeing it happening right now. Now, on this is December the 10th, 2011. European leaders agreed Friday to redefine their continent, hoping that by joining their physical fortunes, they might stop a crippling debt crisis, save the euro currency, and prevent worldwide economic chaos. Only one country said no, Britain. Do you remember what Mr. Armstrong said about Britain? He said Britain would not join the common market. When he joined the European Union, he said, it will not stay. It will not be in these final 10 nations. That's what he foretold a long time ago. I've been in the church 44 years. That's what he means by I wasn't an old elder then. My wife didn't like the idea of me calling me an elder when I was probably 40-some years old. But now I'm an elder. But that's another prophecy. How did Mr. Armstrong know? Now, I can go through the Bible, but the point is, it says, if you want to know who the real God is, show me where something was foretold, and then show me when it happened. And now, Britain says they don't want any part of that. Now, one reason they don't, whoever has this in this euro, they will tell them what to do. They won't have any control over their financial ability. Here's a central bank in July the 1st, 2012. There is a twofold difference between the United States and Europe and how they handle their final problems. The first difference is the lack of a physical union in Europe. Germany has little or no control over these debtor nations. But if they come in under this deal that they're trying to get done now, Germany will have control over all 10 nations on whether they're in debt or not. Now, not all Europe is in debt. It would appear to think so. There's 17 nations that are using the euro. 11 are not in debt. 6 of them are. So we still have 10 of them that could unite. And also when they do, they want Germany to be the leader. So, again, are we in the right church? Have you been following prophecy all this time? You know, Mr. Dukács again said, don't follow prophecy. Now, I'll tell you now, and I told you the last time, prophecy can't save you. It can increase your faith. You know, what's going to save you is developing God's holy, righteous character, surrendering your will to His will, and learning to obey God. But God didn't put all this prophecy in there for no reason at all. He put it in there to show you, if you want to look around and put this test to other churches, see if they can tell you what happens to Germany and what's going to happen in the Middle East, and see if they knew it 30 or 40 years ago. Now, here's another thing. France's AA rating, leaving Germany the only sole AA rating country in currency. Well, France and Germany is always competing with each other. But now, France's AA rating has been put down. Germany is the only AA rating there is, and they want Germany to unite them. Now, let's read another prophecy here. This is written in 1984. And it's talking about reserve currency. How many of you know what the international reserve currency means? You're really following what's going on, aren't you? Okay, 1984. This article says, where are we headed now? Only one source can give you genuine understanding of world events, the Bible. And the Bible has to reveal this to somebody. In Amos, it said God will reveal to His servants the prophets. He won't do anything unless He reveals it to His servants. So His servants will know. Well, here's what Meredith wrote in 1934. The U.S. dollar and the British pound sterling will eventually be replaced as a key reserve currency of international trade. Now, let me tell you what that is. Now, this was back in 1984. Britain also was part of the international currency. They're not anymore. It's just the United States. What it is no trading could be done without American dollars. Russia couldn't trade with Germany without American dollars. No country traded without using our American dollars. And I take a lot of economic letters, and I'll show you. Let me read on a little bit before I show you where that is. Then, when we lose this international currency rating, and we're not the main one, the money they're using, then rising from the foundation already laid down by the European community, a union of 10 nations in Europe will arise quickly and begin to exert not only a major economic, but a political, religious, and military influence in the world. So when we lose this international money currency thing, then he says the 10 nations in Europe will go together. And then, of course, when that happens, we know that we can start looking for the coming of Christ. This power of the final restoration of the Roman Empire will startle both the Western and the Soviets and everybody in general. Now, is this happening? I take a letter that's a bank, but it reports on all the currencies, what they tell you to do. Instead of investing, they tell you to buy currency, buy Russia's currency or China or whoever currency is going up and down. So they're watching the market completely. And here's what he says. And what I read enforced my thoughts that China is working to remove the dollar standard, but it will be a long process. It looks as though Russia is now joining China to move away from having their trade terms settled in dollars, but signing currency swap agreements. Now, that's what Mr. Meredith was talking about. They couldn't have done that before. But here it says Russia and China are signing an agreement that when they decide to trade with each other, they don't have to use the American dollars. Now, as much as I've studied economics all my life, I don't really understand when we lose that, how bad it is. But people that do say this country will be bad. We'll have lots of problems when it happens. Now, here this was foretold by our church in 1984. How did they know that we were going to lose our currency? You can't find a scripture in the Bible that says that. They had to know what was going to happen to the United States. They had to know the prophecies. They had to look and see what would cause it. Now, here's another one. Having these countries sign currency swap agreements to remove dollars from the terms of trade is a big deal and will eventually lead to the dollar being removed as a reserve currency of the world, which means we can't run up deficits like we do, we can't print money like we do, and live like we do, because everything, I mean everything, will cost more. Now, as Mr. Armstrong, I had 7 tapes I listened to going down to the feast. I followed Jim's story down, because everybody was worried whether I could drive or not, so I followed him down, which did help. And I listened to tapes prophesize what's going to prophesize happen to the United States. You know, and he foretold. He knew this country was going to have economic problems, and he knew it a long time ago. Now, here it said, but if you don't think having the reserve currency of the world isn't important, take a look at what happened to the United Kingdom. Now, remember what we're doing here. We're watching and we're proving what somebody foretold in 1986 in our church, and it is happening now. Now, I truly believe that eventually the Chinese will achieve wide distribution of their currency, float it, and look to take over the reserve currencies of the world. Right now, it looks like China's going to do it. Who do you think's going to do it? Europe. It's a 10-nation European empire. But now China owns, I got it somewhere, how many billions of dollars and owns us, and then Japan has the rest. But here, this person watching their currency thinks that China is going to take over the reserve currency of the world. Now, when you see Europe do it, you know that you're closer and closer to the coming of Christ. That should increase your faith you're in the right church, should increase your faith that it was revealed to Mr. Armstrong. It should increase your faith to live by every word of God. Then he says, but it discusses an agreement between China and Japan to directly trade their currencies in an attempt to move away from using U.S. dollars. Now it's China and Japan. Then it was Russia and China. And all these nations are making deals not to use our dollar. This is still another strike for the long-term future of the U.S. dollar. Now, this was foretold in 1984. This is now coming to pass. We can continue to watch and see if this happens. So since you haven't been keeping up, I'm going to get you up to speed, and then you watch what's happened to our currency. Remember, Isaiah 41 said the real God will reveal it to his servants. What is going to happen, and we can see it happening, and we can watch it and continue to happen. This proved the Bible is inspired by God, our God, the one we're following, and who his servants are, the one who they revealed it to. So he revealed it to Mr. Armstrong. Now, here's another one. Our financial 9/11 was prophesied. Mr. Armstrong warned that a massive financial crisis centered in America would ripple across the whole world and would spark the rise of the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire, written in 1964. He constantly preached that this country would go down if they didn't repent. Now, in 1984, 20 years later, Mr. Armstrong's forecast became an even more specific. In 1984, he wrote that a massive banking crisis in America could suddenly result, triggering European nations to unite as a new world power, larger than the Soviet Union and the United States. And the end of this, as we know it, would be Christ returning. So, did we have a banking crisis? Yeah, we had a big one. We're still having that same crisis. They're having problems on that. So there is another one foretold. that Mr. Armstrong foretold it in 1984. This proves your Bible is right, and it proves he was the servant that God revealed it to. Because Amos said God won't do anything unless he reveals it to his servants. You know anybody else that knows this? You know about Methodist Church or let me show you something. Daniel 2 has and you remember our church having that statue of Daniel 2? And it starts with, the Bible says that this head of gold will be Babylon. And then there's going to be three more nations that will rise, not resurrections. But the Bible doesn't tell us what those three are. We have to look it up. If you look it up in history, the Jehovah Witnesses know that the silver is the Medo-Persian Empire, that Greece is the one of brass, and the iron legs are the Roman Empire. Now, history shows you that. You can go get any history book. And I did this back in 95 when the split came. I researched it all again. I don't know how many times I've proven I'm in the right church and what I know is right. But I continue to do it because as times get tough in the future, we better know that God's going to take care of it. We better know we're in the right church. Now, he says Rome. Then he gets right down to here. Now I'm going to ask you something. If this is the Roman Empire, and it lasts down to the toes, it's part iron and part clay, and Christ comes and smashes the 10 toes, what empire is that? Rome. They don't believe it is. When you get down to here, it's the Anglo-American. You get down to here, it's a politically divided world. Now, the reason they don't believe it, because if you look back, has there been a Roman Empire from the time of Rome to now in history? Most of you will say no. You go to Daniel 7, and it says there are 10 resurrections of this Roman Empire. 3 will be subdued. 7 will be ridden by the little horn. Then you can go to Revelations, and it tells you about the 7 resurrections. 5 is, and 1 is to come. It's all there. The Roman Empire has lasted from that time down to now. And it will be in existence when Christ returns. So if somebody tells you Christ is going to return tomorrow, don't believe it. And that's what the Bible says. Don't believe it. It's not going to happen that way. So, let me get this here out of my way. Now, here's another one that Meredith told in the same paper about our national paralysis will be prophesied. Leviticus 26 says it's going to break the pride of our power. How many of you have heard that over the years? The United States is going to break the pride. Our pride is going to be broken. Now, it's put in here in one in 1984. And another thing that I did here that'll help you. Let me move the stool a little. I wanted to prove that we are Israel. And you can take this book and read it if you want to go all the way through it and study it, which I have and I have again. But I wanted to prove it simply. And then when I look at all these prophecies, you know where Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Meredith and the church got these prophecies from? You know, when they know what's going to happen to us, where'd they get it from? Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Because he knows we're Israel. So if you want to prove we're Israel, if these things are happening, they're happening to the United States. They're not happening. They're happening to some other countries. Europe is in problems, but Europe will come out and be the leader of a 10-nation empire. So that's also proved this with Israel. Now, have we lost the pride of our power? Well, some call it a political will here. Here's our political will. And when we no longer have the reserve currency of the world, things will be quite different around here. We won't be able to get loans cheaper, commodities, and things like that. The good news is it's going to take this a while. I'm thinking that by the end of the decade. The other good news, here's the good news. If there was political will, this process could be stopped. But our political will was lost a long time ago. in Leviticus 26:19. He says, I'll break the pride of your power. Now, he didn't only say he would take away our power. He said he would break our pride of our power. He would take away our courage, our national will, our resolve to use the power. Now, in this magazine, in this booklet right here, it was starting to be written in 1954, and this one, the book itself was written in 1967, I think. Yeah, 1967. And it was foretelling that we would lose our sea gates. You see a list of them? That's the sea gates. At one time, England and the United States controlled all the sea gates. Did we lose our power? We gave them away. I remember when was Carter in office? He gave the Panama Canal away. Now, if we just look back, what did Mr. Armstrong foretell into plain truth in 1954 and in this booklet, and you want to read it, he foretold we would lose our sea gates. We have lost them. I think the only one left is Gibraltar. The other countries own all the sea gates. When we owned the sea gates, we were the nation that had the power and that saved other nations from world wars and so forth. All of this has been foretold. And Jesus says to watch. Now, you can't just get it from Matthew 24. You have to read and find out where it is and find out what our political power is and who told you about it. Now, a lot of people don't like to mention Mr. Armstrong. He's the one, anything, even Fleury, even Meredith, and our church, and I mentioned that out to eat today, and somebody said up in Wisconsin Dells, they mentioned Mr. Armstrong. God revealed it to him. Now, if you don't want to hear that, then everything you believe is what he taught. And he foretold this. If you want to know this Bible's right, find somebody that told you what was going to happen, and he brought it to pass, and it did happen, and he can show you. Show you things that's going to happen in the future, and you can sit and watch. Now, Egypt now is, and the king of the south is coming together. The Egypt and the different Arab nations. The king of the north is coming together. I mean, it was foretold all the different nations what's going to happen. Now, so losing our sea gates was losing the pride of our power. And we continue to lose our sea gates right now. Here, I got the date down here. Carter, 1977 to 1981, gave away the Panama Canal. So since I've been in the church, I have seen the Panama Canal given away. I've seen the banking crisis come about. I've seen the reserve currency disappear, our international reserve currency. And I know that I'm in God's church. Now, it won't save me, but it increases my faith to continue to keep the holy days and to follow God and to surrender my will to His will. Here's another letter that was written in July the 17th. This man by the name of John Malden wrote this, talking about the debt, how he was optimistic that Congress would do the right thing. Cut the debt, he will not. But he said, regarding Congress and their will to cut the debt, cut the deficit spending, I believe there is no political will to do so, for it does not get people reelected. They're not going to do it. They're going to get people reelected. So they're not going to cut it. They're going to continue to spend it. Anybody know how much we're in debt? What, $16 trillion? Is that what it is? And that doesn't include the debt that's coming. You know what the worst debt is? How many people are turning 65 in every year? And we got to come up with that money. That debt is as big as the debt we have. I did have those figures here, but I even know if politicians wanted to watch, when I was young, I was told that I would never receive Social Security. Now, they missed it a little bit. But a financial school, and I took this financial letter all that time, said I would never receive Social Security. They knew it would go broke. And the way they knew it is they said, to keep the economy going, there's 3% inflation a year. Now, you women will understand this. He said, that's like saying you're 3% pregnant. Sooner or later, you're going to deliver. So he told the people who really had the money to take their money and move it to Australia or somewhere. I didn't have that kind of money. But he was right along with what Mr. Armstrong was talking about, and all he did was look at what's happened in the past, what's happening now, and he knew this country would go down. And now, of course, now it's my children will not inherit Social Security. They won't get it. Most of them know they won't. But there's no political will. Now remember previously it was said that the good news is that if there were a political will, the process could be stopped. It will only be stopped by the united of us preaching the gospel of the kingdom to the world and people repenting. And our church is doing that. And I won't belong to a church that isn't preaching the gospel of the kingdom to the world. That's what it tells us to do in Matthew 24. That's what Jesus told us to do. In prophecy, though, if Israel and the United States doesn't live by God's laws, we will become a debtor nation. How are we doing on the debtor nation bit? In Deuteronomy 28:12, he said, he give rain and bless the work in thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. If we live by God's laws, we'll lend to many nations and we won't borrow. Now this is talking to Israel in Deuteronomy 28. But if you don't, these curses will come upon you. The stranger that is within you shall get above thee very high. Thou shalt come down very low. We'll come down in wealth, riches, power, authority, honor, and dignity. He shall lend to thee. China and Japan own most of us now. They won the war. It says, lend to thee, and he shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. The stranger, or one of another nation, shall be in capacity of lending to us. And once they find out that we're not the currency of the world, you know, the United States is going down. Now, we can actually be protected during this time, but you got to know this Bible's right. You got to know who it was revealed to. Oh, here this is. There's a thing that says he's got a debt clock that I can on my computer. A quick check of the U.S. debt clock shows the national debt this morning is a mere $15.6 trillion. This was April the 10th of this year, which is only $1 trillion, or $1,044,000 per taxpayer. Unfunded liabilities bothers him the most. It's just going to get larger and larger because 7,600 Americans turn 65 every day in 2011, and the number will be greater in 2012, and so on until it reaches an estimated 11,400 Americans will turn 65 each day by 2029. Now, we're already broke. How are you going to fund your Social Security? And I thought he brought up here the other liability. Yeah, we're $15.6 trillion in debt, but if you include the unfunded liabilities, which is Social Security, the debt stands around $118 trillion that this country is in debt. Now, when I came into this church 44 years ago, it was not a debtor nation. We were the one that loaned to people. We're the one that had the money and the power. But I watched and seen all this happen over the years. And then here lately, I see it more and more in the news. And I decided to give a sermon on it. Do you know? Let's go back to Isaiah 41. God said in verse 21, produce your cause, the Lord said. Bring strong your strong reasons. Show us your God. Verse 22, let them bring forth and show us what will happen. If you believe in whatever other church or any other religion, God says, show us what will happen. Let them show the former things, what they will be, and unless we consider them, that we know the latter end of them, and we see that it happened. So this Bible is inspired by God and has been revealed to Herbert W. Armstrong, and now has been revealed to us, been revealed to Fleury knows a lot of it, Meredith, but the Christians are the one that has the Holy Spirit. You've got to be surrendering your will to God. So start watching the news. That's what you were told in Matthew 24 by Jesus Christ. Watch and see what happens. I've seen all the sea gates disappear. I can tell you right here, he hasn't been revealed. Because he says the Roman Empire is not the ten toes. And yet in Revelations it talks about Christ will come and smash in ten toes. Now, the reason I studied prophecy, when I came into this church, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to close my business. I didn't want to go to the Poconos by myself. And I did not. I thought when you put the yo-yo down and at sunset, the yo-yo ought to stay down there and not come back up. I mean, I've still said I wanted to prove this was God's church. And I decided to prove it by prophecy. And this one magazine I showed you, I told him this last week, foretold 22 years ago. My wife went to a ball game with my son at a little league. She was sitting beside a black lady who was in the Worldwide Church of God. And why they got to talking, I don't know. But they got to talking, and she found out that that was a church that I was interested in. So she got her name and address, and I went and visited her. And this isn't the article. The article I have is all wore out and faded because I went and copied it. She had this article. And I got this article, and I said, I'm going to prove this church through prophecy. Now, I wish I could have learned it a different way. I tried to change the Methodist church. When I found something new, boy, I was going to get to them. And the thing that really influences me is Angie. Angie was she went to Christian schools, and she was 38 years old when I started talking to her. That's when her mother died today. And when I would show her something, she would see it. And she asked me one day, don't I have anything right? And I told her, no, you didn't. Now, I didn't see that. When I was in the Methodist church, I would read something here. Oh, I'm going to go tell the Methodist church. And they didn't listen to me. And, of course, nobody will. Unless God opens their eyes, you don't want to try and convert anybody. So I hope you do take a bigger interest in prophecy. But remember, God says if you want to prove he's the true God, find one of his servants that tells you what's going to happen. Find out it did happen. Tells you what's going to happen in the future. Watch and see if it happens. So keep your eyes on Europe and the 10 nations and Germany and see who comes to pass. And remember that this church told you that was going to happen, and then Christ is going to come. And when he comes, then we'll get to be spirit beings. And that's what I didn't tell that to Angie, but she called me at 11. She called me on the way to church and said her mother died at 11:35. And the only thing I could say is, well, she's not in pain anymore. And she said yes, that she was glad of that. And I said, well, remember about the resurrection. She will be resurrected, and you can be there to teach her. And that's what we have to have on our mind. Prophecy should increase your faith. It can't save you.